What I was hoping to do was to just decrease the opt-out rate in Buncombe County. We have an opt-out rate of about 5%, which threatens what they call herd immunity and makes people who can't be vaccinated vulnerable. But that average rate, it hides the fact that we have pockets where the opt-out rate is as high as 30%, and that creates a serious health exposure. All I wanted was to make it more difficult for someone to take that option. And I wanted it to get us to a point where in order to opt out, someone had to have a certification from a healthcare professional that said, yes, they understood the risks and they were willing to accept them. I think that could have gotten us closer to the statewide average and still respected religious ideas about this, respected parental rights, but put the emphasis on informed consent. That was my objective because I misread what the reaction was going to be. The conversation switched from children's health to personal freedom, and we could have done both. We could have respected personal freedom, but improved children's health. And I take responsibility for missing that.
Well, why can't you still, like, why is the, like, so many bills get tweaked, modified? Why is that bill considered dead at this point? I mean, you know.
The feedback, I think, was enough that leadership doesn't want to take it up. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to take it up this year. For me, it was never about taking rights away from anyone. It was always about protecting our children and our children's health. You know, what I missed, and I think it's because, again, I am older. I remember very clearly my best friend had polio, and I also remember reading about and hearing about and knowing of children who were born deaf because their mothers were exposed to measles. And so for me, immunizations were a miracle. Mm-hmm. However, they have been so successful that I think if you're a young mom and you think that there just is no risk to polio anymore, that whooping cough is done, we don't have to worry about it, then all of the risk is in the vaccination. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's only true if we can keep our immunization rates up. And so what I learned was that I need to understand other perspectives. And, I'm learning.
Yeah, no, I was curious because I read an editorial. It was arguing that lawmakers shouldn't have backed down in the face of the criticism for this bill.
You know, I can't say. I think we could have had a meaningful debate that would have been respectful of parents' ability to say no and of religious objections, and still improve public health in Buncombe County, because Buncombe County's a little bit unusual. We have more than twice the opt-out rate of the next highest county.
Right.
And so it's a little bit different here.